1972.
It's really excellent, man. I really never think this would ever happen. Little
Feet Talks. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our website at kaxe.org. You get lots of great information about our albums of the week, about the musicians we interview, as well as news from around the region. Up next, a rebroadcast of On the River with volunteer hosts. I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for tuning in.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
It shouldn't take too long. Show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. This book of poems was given me by a girl I used to know. I guess I read it front to back 50 times or so. It's all about the good life and staying at ease with the world. It's funny how I love that book and I never loved that girl. Step inside this house, girl, I'll sing for you a song. I'll tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. Now you hold this piece of glass up to the light that's shining through the door. It's a prism glass, I found it on the road. Now can't you see that tiny rainbow? Not really a prison, I guess it just kind of broke a funny way. I was on my way through Houston and I was headed for LA. Step inside this house, girl, I sing for you a song. I tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. This guitar was given me by old man Thomas Gray. It's not too much to look at, but I play every day. Been across this country 4 or 5 times, I guess. Between me and old man Tom, it never got much rest. Step inside this house, girl, I'll sing for you a song. I'll tell you about just where I've been. It shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures, you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth. They brighten up my day. And that's just about all that I own, all I care to, I guess. Except this pair of boots, maybe. And that funny yellow vest. And that leather jacket. And that leather bag. And that hat hanging on the wall. Just so it's not too much to carry, babe. Could I see you again next fall? Step inside this house, girl. I'll sing for you a song. I'll tell you about just where I've been. Shouldn't take too long. I'll show you all the things that I own, my treasures you might say. It couldn't be more than $10 worth, it'd brighten up my day. Midnight or 2 a.m. Even 5 in the morning, I can still be your man. They call me the milkman. Making those early morning deliveries. At midnight or 2 a.m. Even 5 in the morning, I can still be your man. They call me the milkman. Making those early morning deliveries.
Okay, there we go. Better. I should turn on my mic besides turning on Ms. Heather's mic here.
Good morning, David John.
Good morning, Heather. Bringer of the chocolates.
What?
Bringer of the chocolates.
I don't know who does that.
Oh, yeah. They
it's
just
a big
appear
mystery.
Here automatically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, hey, my name's David John, as Heather told you, and you're listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. And we are Northern Community Radio, and it's our fall fun drive, and we're inviting you to become a member if you're not. You know, come home to KBXE, KAXE, Northern Community Radio, and a couple of the home-related songs there in that set there. We started off the song written by Eric Taylor, who was, Lau Lovett was a protege of his, and Step Inside This House, and that's from the album, that double CD that Lau put out by the same name, and followed that with Little Feet and Milkman. I remember when the milkman used to come to our house here in Bemidji. Fenske Dairy. He used to come down the alley, and when I was a kid, they'd let me ride on the truck to the end of the block. Yep.
That sounds magical.
Yep. And that's off the album Sam's Place. Kit Sebastian with Bull 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 from New Internationale. And then, for some reason, I felt like playing Trampled by Turtles this morning.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Is it because it's Monday and we're feeling a little slow? I'm feeling a little slow, maybe.
Well, I was thinking it might have something to do with some tickets.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we are. We do have a pair of tickets for Trampled by Turtles with the Avett Brothers. That show is going on the 24th, which is Thursday at the Excel Center. And if you would like to be entered into the drawing to win those tickets, it's a great time to go online and opt into that and maybe, you know, make a donation while you're there. We would love to have you go online right now to kaxe.org and click on that donate button and become a member or increase your membership. That would be great because you're supporting that local programming that you rely on. I have relied on KXE forever, since way before I started working here.
You also, you know, the things that have been happening lately, weather-wise, it reminds us once again of how important radio is. I saw a piece on it's actually an AM station in the mountains of North Carolina. That was the only way people could get in touch they sort of coordinated things. And these two guys were on for like 24 hours a day. And people would call with messages or whatever, and they would say, hey, we're looking for so-and-so. Does anybody know where they are?
Yeah.
And radio is real important when it comes to things like that.
Right, especially local radio.
Yeah.
So you know what's going on in your backyard, or you can hear your friends and neighbors on the air and playing music.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Yes.
So if you enjoy this programming, if it's something that you rely on for news or our events coverage, or just to hear our melodious voices, right, David John? You should, you can call us, you can text us at 218-326-1234, and we would love to chat with you, or we would love to hear what food reminds you of home. That's our question of the week.
What food reminds you of home?
Yeah. What food reminds you of home, David John?
Well, there'd be two, split pea soup or my mother's non-spicy chili. And she did not believe in spices, so mainly because she couldn't eat spicy foods.
Yeah.
But yeah, at all, especially during the winter months, you know, there are two things that are warm and stuff like that.
Yeah, when it starts getting chilly like this, you really start thinking about those comforting sort of foods, the homey foods. And yeah, it's a really interesting question of the week because everybody kind of has a different take on it.
So. Well, what food reminds you of home?
Well, the answer...
You better not say broccoli.
Broccoli. Well, that
and rutabaga.
Oh, no. Actually, do you know what? Rutabaga does remind me of home. It reminds me of my grandma. And I love vegetables, but there are two vegetables I can't stand. One is lima beans and the other one is rutabaga, which my grandma would put in everything. It's terrible.
Yeah, I always thought it was interesting that the first Bush president would not allow broccoli in the White House at all. So.
Yeah, he is not a fan of the cruciferous vegetables.
No. Anyway, once again, 218-326-1234. We could certainly use your support to keep this mission of ours going, bringing you good community radio.
Yep.
And this is Northern Community Radio, and community means you, the listeners. And that's what we're asking you to come home to, Northern Community Radio, KAXE, KBXE. Hey, for those tickets, do they have to pledge online or...
You can go online and you can opt into the ticket drawing, or you can give us a call or a text.
And we would put them into the ticket drawing.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, just wanted to clarify that position there.
Yep.
Okay, so Heather needs to exercise her arm this morning. And,
I want to bang the gong.
So anyway, meanwhile, speaking of home things, this next song is sort of related to that in a sense. It's called Grandma Likes a Tin Roof, Especially When It Rains. And yeah, I love tin roofs or metal roofs, which is what we have. And anyway, let's get started with that. This is Eric Blakey.
I would have took on a pole, hung a line. On the end was a hook. If it hadn't been for if, that fish I would have took. By Agnes Ledger.
Grandma likes a tin roof so she can hear the rain. Daddy liked the bottle so he couldn't feel the pain. Yeah, my grandma called him daddy, my grandpa called me son. When I made them angry, they called me son of a gun. I always think about them when it starts to rain. My brother, he was angry, took off on the run. Mama, she lays crying, didn't understand her oldest son. I always think about him when it starts to rain. When I was only 14, I worked in a liquor store, selling to the winos, mopping up the floor. The money, it was okay, but I knew I wanted more. Yeah, well, Miller was a black man sitting by the door. He told trouble to go elsewhere, wouldn't trade with them no more. Well, they always promised to come back to even out the score. Yeah, well, Moe was my favorite in at 8 a.m. He'd come in for his bottle. I used to love to talk to him. He told me about his tattoos, all about the war. Yeah, well, rain on a tin roof, it's out ringing in my ear. Though I never saw her cry, through the rain I feel her tears. I always think about her when it starts to rain. Yeah, my grandma called him daddy, my grandpa called me son. When I made them angry, they called me son of a gun. I always think about them when it starts to rain. Yeah, 'cause grandma likes the tin roof so she can hear the rain. Yeah, grandma likes the tin roof so she can hear the rain.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Yeah, from 1959, Arnett Cobb and Flying Home, tune written by Benny Goodman and Lionel Hampton. Arnett played with Lionel Hampton at one time. And anyway, been in a car wreck at some point and lost one lung and still kept playing. And just he'd be up there on stage on crutches playing, just incredible. Great guy to watch, but Flying Home, sort of tying in with our theme for today on this fun drive, fall fun drive. And before that, Eric Blakey, Blakely, Grandma Likes a Tin Roof from his compilation, The Pain Anthology, or else off of Growing Into My Father's Clothes. You're listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagsby Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, where we tell you the stories of northern Minnesota through music news, conversation, and events. And you can become a member now by texting DONATE to 218-326-1234. We'd certainly welcome your support, and you can get, if you do it before this afternoon, you get entered into that drawing for...
Eva Brother is in Trampled by Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, well. What was I going to say? Something else. Yeah. We received support from First National Bank, helping local families and businesses reach their financial goals. First National Bank Bemidji, better together, member FDIC. And what else do we have here for you? We want to tell you that Bemidji area or local area temperatures around the area, 61 in Fair and Grand Rapids, 48. In Hibbing, boy, that's, no, 51 in Fair and Grand Rapids, not 61. Okay, that makes more sense. 50 in Fair and Bemidji, 54 in Fair and Aiken. You know, when you get old, these fives and sixes look a lot alike. 53 and mostly cloudy in Park Rapids, and 56 and fog in Brainerd. And coming up next, got some music from Dan Lund and John Calder. And the tune is called Roadhouse, and it's from their latest EP called Trippin'. They've got two EPs out now. And we also want to tell you that the Beltrami County Historical Society hosts an afternoon with founding members of the band Podipto, Saturday, October 26th. That's this coming Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Rail River Folk School in Bemidji. Tickets available at beltramihistory.org. More people coming home to Bemidji. Once
Absolutely.
Again, come home to KBXE, KAXE, Northern Community Radio. Text DONATE to 218-326-1234. And as promised, this tune is called Roadhouse.
Thank you. at my window, watching the sun go,
hoping the stars know it's time to shine.
Daydreams aloft on dark wings, soft as the sun streams at day's decline. Living is laughing, dying says nothing at all. Babe and I lie in here watching the evening fall. Time flows through brave beginnings and leaves her endings beneath our feet. Walk lightly upon their faces, leave gentle traces upon their sleep. Living is dancing, dying does nothing at all. Babe and I lie in here watching the evening fall. Dying ain't flying so high.
Babe and I are lying here watching the day go by.
At my window, watching the sun go, stars know it's time to shine.
I am leaving Mississippi in an evening rain. These felt the towns wear satin gowns in a happy frame. The Ritalin guides my hands through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs Loretta wrote? 'Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. I left the handsome two-step, the good old boy in Tennessee. wondering what's become of me. I got a 008 Dina Martin guitar in the backseat of the car. Hey, I am leaving Mississippi with the radio on. Cause we can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio.
Yes, and you are listening to the radio here, Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. And this is On the River. We come your way weekday mornings from 9 until noon, and then in the evening from 7 to 10. And, hey, we're followed by World Cafe at noon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we figured that was a good song. Come home to KAXE, listen to the radio. Yeah.
Well, it's our fall member drive, and that's our theme. So we kind of like to think about KAXE as the place you can come home to, you know, that place where things are familiar. You just kind of walk in the door and kick off your shoes and pat the dog and get comfortable and listen to the radio, right, David John?
That's right. Those dogs like to be petted.
What's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Stella.
Stella. Well,
Stella Morris, to be the full formal name.
If you find yourself coming home to KAXE, we need to hear from you now. If you could go online at KAXE.org, click that donate button. If you've been listening for a long time and you haven't become a member yet, now's the time. Even for me, David John, I used to listen to you so many mornings in my kitchen. So many mornings. I spent so much time with all of our volunteer On the River hosts before I became a member. And then one day it clicked, oh, they're talking to me. They want me to become a member. So then, of course, I did. But it took a while for it to sink in. And today we want you to become a member. Make this your day. Becoming a KAXE member. Come home to KAXE.
Yeah, let me quick run down what we played in that set. I realized we hadn't done that. And that was Dan and John. That's Dan Lunn and John Calder, former members of Podipto. CD or EP is called Trippin', and the song was Roadhouse. And then Towns Van Zandt from Texas Rain, the Texas Hill Country Recordings, At My Window, with a little help with Kathy Mattea and, of course, Nancy Griffith there off of Storms. And listen to the radio with Bernie Leadon there playing along on that, and Albert Lee doing some harmony vocals on it. So hope you enjoyed that, and if this music makes you feel like you're at home, or, you know, or reminds you of home, hey, all the more reason to become a member. And if you like what you hear, tell a friend about it, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's just, it's the only way that, you know, if people don't listen to us, they don't become members. Yes. It's funny how that works.
Well,
yes.
You know, and where else can you hear this blend of music that we have, or news, or arts coverage? So many things that we offer that are local to Northern Minnesota. And even if you're not in Northern Minnesota, maybe it still makes you feel like you're home. So become a member today. We need you.
You know, when I was back in Texas, Bemidji is my original home. But once I discovered KAXE, I used to surreptitiously, I think that's the word, listen to it at work.
Surreptitiously.
You know, using state of Texas resources to listen to KAXE.
That's but, what we like to hear.
Yes. But, and I became a member then, but it always reminded me of what things were like up in Bemidji.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, and the local news now, I'm really glad we've got that, because the print media is essentially, there's not, I mean, it's there, but we go into much further depth than the print media, who I think sometimes might be afraid of offending people. So
we are so proud of our news team. Our news team is amazing. So, yeah, that's just another reason you can come home and you can find out what's going on, you know, in your neighborhood.
And we've got that election guide online that you can go look at and read.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It is so
extensive. A lot of work that our news staff put into that.
Yes.
They've been, I was watching the debate, the 2A and 2B, I think it was, debates the other night. And Chelsea was in there asking questions. It was nice to see us represented there. And, you know, yeah. Anyway, once again, 218-326-1234. We haven't heard the gong at all this morning yet.
We haven't yet. But I know somebody will text donate to 218-326-1234.
And don't forget, you get entered into those Trampled by Turtle tickets. Yeah.
Absolutely.
With the Avett Brothers, yes.
With the Avett Brothers. That's a great concert.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got another song. If you're, and that's the thing, if you're, you know, out driving and it's the end of the day, well, this should remind you of us, Homeward Bound. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Simon and Garfunkel. And we're going to follow that up with a song by the Groobies. And they're the ones who did the song originally. They're the ones, Susan Gibson wrote this song. The CD was produced by Lloyd Maines, and he's told her that this is going to be a hit. And she decided, since she wasn't sure where what was going to happen with her career, she might not be with the band, she shared the royalties, the writing credits with the whole band. And then Lloyd's daughter, Natalie, and her group, the Dixie Chicks, recorded it. So,
neat.
Wide Open Spaces will be following Homeward Bound. Here we go. 218-326-1234. Too much information, I know. Yeah.
I like those tidbits.
Cloudy, the sky is gray and white and cloudy. Sometimes I think it's hanging down on me. And it's a hitchhike 100 miles. I'm a ragamuffin child, pointed finger, painted smile. I left my shadow waiting down the road for me a while. Cloudy, my thoughts are scattered and they're cloudy.
They have no borders, no boundaries. They echo and they swell from Tolstoy to Tinkerbell, down from Berkeley to Carmel. Got some pictures in my pocket and a lot of time to kill. Hey sunshine, I haven't seen you in a long time. Why don't you show your face and bend my mind? These clouds stick to the sky like a floating question mark. They linger there to die. They don't know where they're going, and my friend, neither do I. Cloudy, 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 cloudy.
Left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own. Place in the clouds, a foundation, a stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dream, no longer hollow. It takes the shape. Holds for her, she hasn't yet guessed. She needs wide open spaces, room to make a big mistake. She needs new faces, she knows the high stakes. She traveled this road as a child. Her friends and her family, her dog in this house. She turns around to find her old room bare. Looks at the U-Haul, it has to fit in there. As her folks drive away, her dad yells, check the oil. Mom stares out the window, she says, I'm leaving my girl. She says it didn't seem like that long ago. She stood there and